You're gonna keep talking. You're gonna keep talking. I want you to keep talking, and it's gonna be hard for you to answer, yeah. But why does Slop say the things he says? Slop. Oh. Why does Slop say the things he says in his interviews?
Jürgen Slop. Slop is insane.
Jürgen
Slop
is insane.
On Slop is cold.
On Slop.
Slop.
On Slop is cold.
Jürgen Slop.
Jürgen Slop is mental.
Sloppy.
Boys. You're having fun over there, yeah?
We're good, man.
You sure?
Yeah, love.
You all right? You with us? Steve? Concentrate.
He's locking some deals in for filth.
No, I know what.
You know what's happened?
Go on.
I'm trying to cancel food because I wasn't supposed to be here, but unfortunately, KG's had to attend the funeral.
Is it?
Yeah, so.
God bless, man.
Yeah, KG. I hope he's okay. So I'm in this filling in. I weren't meant to be here, but I'm going to fill in, and I heard it's going to be a...
It's going to be a humdinger.
It's going to be a humdinger, but I ordered food. I'm trying to cancel it, so I might be eating some chicken wings on the show, and I apologise. I don't want to do that.
I'll help him, man, so I'm apologising.
Yeah, just pass it around. I'm anyway, apologising. We'll help you.
I bought 10.
You bought 10? I got 4. We'll help
what,
you.
10 what?
You got 4?
Chicken wings.
Let me get...
No. You got 4 and you got 10. 14 we got coming, yeah?
No.
He's claimed 4.
See, you got young 4 man of his like 10. You are so rude.
No, when I, but then he's going to say, no, you get 3. But I'm fine with 3. So you got to go above.
What
and then
you actually won.
You're getting one, bro.
You think you're taking 30% of his wings?
No, I don't.
Crazy.
I don't.
He's got but 10.
He would have said something like half. 2's all right, bro. At this moment, I'm not getting none.
Out of
10, yeah, no,
between like 1 to 6 of us here.
You're getting one, bro.
Yeah, it'd be one.
Mark's such a businessman now. He didn't say 3 wings. He said 30%.
Yeah, I heard the percentage.
It's a high percentage, man.
See, right, watch out.
I don't want to derail anything because obviously it started off nice, but I'm just, look, the crowd has spoken. It's official. Lippy was the worst performer at Sports Day.
Can I have my say? About what happened?
No, but just before you speak, if you ain't watched it, please go and watch the Sports Day. Please.
At the end of the day.
The day got to end?
The equilibrium of the terrain was never level. So it's, I couldn't, what was I supposed to do?
No.
We all had the same terrain still.
We didn't. My lane was different in 100 meters.
I forget that.
My lane was Nyam, bro.
We're out of football.
Even in football, man, I bought the wrong boots, bro.
How come you got away with that 60 meter performance? There's nothing. What you done in 60 meters?
Honestly,
how did you get away with it? I know the crowd ain't saying nothing about that.
Hey, listen to what I'm gonna say to you. You see when the engine light pops on, as yeah, I just heard ding, what? Ding, oh, ding, right. Ding.
Limp mode.
Yeah. Just said, listen. Yeah, handbrake was up.
Dan got himself disqualified on purpose. Average Dan,
they're calling him on
Dan
the net.
Instead of savage
he's faster
Dan.
Than I thought he was, though, you know, Dan.
He's fast, but
got proof of it.
With or without the ball, it's darkness. He's supposed to be here. He's never late.
Yeah, he never.
But always on time. I don't know, man. I'm not a comments man.
I'll be real. You won Sports Day for me.
What do you mean? It's you.
But we're going to clear some things up, yeah? So.
That one.
Yeah, that's done.
The gap weren't that big.
No. The gap weren't that big.
Let him land. He's waited.
Let's just clear up. A few things, yeah. Sorry to Scripps, but Loon done his ankle, but his ankle was done before. So Will, that's
he's got it.
Apologies to Scripps. That's people's, yeah.
Nah, man. You can't.
Another victim. Like yeah, that fell to my knees.
Oh God.
Another victim that fell to my knees. That one.
Wait a second. What was that on his feet?
Sandico's.
They were atrocious.
I got them for a little.
Something called Predators.
Atrocious.
And last but not least, the one that they were waiting for.
Oh, the side. Could you watch him the other way?
That was the final. Yeah. And it was very high quality in the final.
110%.
So you're bound to see that happen to
Larry, bro.
Eva, you know?
But I'll be real. Lips, I'll be real. Sorry, that's not even it. Sorry.
What the heck?
This in itself.
Oh.
We'll just remind everyone that when we're talking about why I don't want to do Sports Day and why I don't want to run.
Look at Poet in the wheelchair.
Who's that? Me? Nah.
I'm not even seeing who reigns, you know, I'm looking at you.
Wait, sorry. Let me take this here because even if, what's it? I'm gonna say you're just as fast as each other.
Two seconds, this is what I wanna say. You won the race.
Does you say, cool. say that?
But did two you seconds, win the war?
2 seconds, you won the race. Yeah. Brother, this is what I wanna say, brother. You know, that's the first time I've seen that in my life, through boy. I'm on the third floor. You had to get to the latter stages of second floor to win. You had to wait till Paul was in a wheelchair to win races. Brother, you're showing me my life. You see my finishes, Margs? You see my photos finishes? They're not there.
And respectfully, Steve-O 65, he shouldn't be running you that close. He should not be running you that close.
No, Steve-O.
So you've got
you is different.
You've got to war Steve-O before me,
I don't
bro.
Have to war anyone.
Because he's double
Steve-O. Two seconds. Steve-O, have I beat you in a race before?
I was there.
But that's football boots, Astro and all them.
What do you mean? It's when I was in my 20s.
That was Market Road.
It's when I was in my 20s. Market Road, mash up lane again.
So over 5 years as well?
Yeah, it was 5 years ago.
Five years ago.
Sorry, that's not even my highlight. My highlight is the toe touch from Lou. For me, that for me, that for me is one of one. That for me is one of one.
One of one again.
Let me tell you something now. I mean this all respectfully. That is the worst and the best thing I've ever seen.
I can't do that.
At the same time.
I've played couple games with Loons.
If you know, only elite technicians are doing
technician.
It's weird, but Loons can play. It's different.
No, Loons can play. He won sports.
Hey, listen to what I'm going to say to you about this, yeah. This is, I don't want it. The ball now, right now.
I don't want it.
I was talking. I was styling. I was flexing. But you are, it be this rule. You get what I'm saying? This is rule. This is here.
But in the still, it looks like you deaded it. You didn't. You told it onto your left foot and then you dropped it. Right,
this is a still. It went dead.
Nope. It went to your shin, then to your left foot.
It went dead, but another meaning of dead.
Bro, you need to see Lippy's reaction.
I'm not even going
to
lie. Wick in the pom-pom shorts touching your thigh is crazy.
Sorry, Wick.
You know you got some good picks, you know.
Don't be a victim, man.
A lot of men weren't mentally prepared for what was about to happen, bro. I'm playing football. Poet's in the wheelchair with the what do you call that thing? Megaphone. A man's shouting in the megaphone, bro, in a wheelchair. The audio's coming from low. I can't. I was just supposed to play.
Lippy,
bro.
Can I ask you, also, everything you were saying earlier, but you backed out, so you ain't quit, because I told the crowd you quit.
I told the crowd. You said
you're quitting.
I said, I'm the linesman. You lot are doing too much. Hear what I'm saying?
Is that the level?
You see the next sports day? I'm winning the race. See, underneath this hoodie, it's different shoulders and arms. I'm not saying anything.
So what if you don't win?
I'm going to win.
What if you don't?
The next
sports day. Because you're not winning the football.
I'm not going to say anything.
He's not a technician to win the football, still. So.
There's two things that are going to happen, yeah? I'm going to win the next sports day, race. The shooting thing, I don't know, bro. My knees, it's different.
You're running.
We're gonna start doing small-sided games, bro.
We need sevens.
After these
so
Mondays,
bad, we need
bro.
Sevens.
And my boy Rob, he's gonna pull up with the camera, bro. Yeah. Love these isolated drills when the man shouting at me with a megaphone from the wheelchair.
Shouting at all of us.
Can I say something?
Can we plug something off the back of that though? Make sure Dubai. Our tournament in Dubai as well.
Ooh. Yep, Street League shit.
I'm spoken to Poe about Street League because he's asked me to pack my boots. He said, pack my boots. And I said, look, if I can be for our team what Johnny Wilkinson.
What, a kicker?
Yeah. So free kicks, pens, goal
kicks. Roll on, roll off, just for
that's
set pieces.
Goal yeah, kick. Goal kick.
That's a goal kick.
If you need a diag, I got you. But you know, contact. Contact, running.
Walking football, bro.
Loons, respectfully, I saw one of the teams potentially today. Steve-O, make sure you pack your boots. Menace, make sure you pack your boots.
I can't see myself playing in that humidity, but anybody that was wondering about the sports day, I didn't duck any smoke. I was on leave. Remember, I wasn't on Filthy at the time. I didn't see what was going on in this chat or nothing. And then I saw on the day and I came, I was with my son. It was half term. I came to show support and stuff like that. But if I knew, I definitely would have pulled up big smoke.
Were you finishing in the race?
Also, what?
Were you finishing in the race?
I'm in the picture.
You're not in the picture.
So who dropped out the picture?
Let me land.
You think you're all run? I'm not in that picture.
First of all, yeah.
Talk is so cheap, man. This is what I want to say. Forget it.
This is why I start.
Forget it. Forget it.
Facts. You see, when I landed, yeah, on Filthy, I was the menace, you know. I've done one physical activity with, I've done the racing with you. I've done the shot power with Dan. I beat both of you. That they locked off all challenges till I was 33, 34.
Yeah, it was with a ball.
What do you mean? It was with and without a ball. What are you talking about?
What are we doing there?
This is what happened, yeah? I beat him with the ball. This is what happened. Let me tell you exactly what happened. And this is, I'm going to find the video.
But on the running track.
First, this is what happened. First, I beat him with the ball, but because the first touch he did was just mad. He ran off the thing. So I just ran to the finish.
The race I saw, there was no ball.
Then I said,
because I came a bit late.
Then I said, let's do no ball. Broski, it was like 30 meters. I'll bun him. Broski, that was my 29th.
I'm not going to lie though, Steve-O can move though.
No, you're fast.
Steve-O can move.
100.
To go back, I don't understand. I was ill that day.
No. One thing I'll give you, even on the day, I didn't understand. You see me? I don't buck, man. That's my pace, bro. Till I was 29. You understand, fam? But he's fast, bro. He is fast. I can't lie.
All right.
You not let me know that I was never fast.
I'm fast still, but I'm just nowhere near what I used to be.
I was never fast.
Boys.
I was quick.
Boys.
You've seen the pictures. I've said a lot of things on this show. I said I'm the fastest. I said I'm this. I said I'm that. But now I think it's time. We've been putting it off. Long enough, man.
Too long.
Because I did not win the race. But there's more important matters at hand. This is a football show.
Mm-hmm.
Well done, Loons, in the sports day. But in the day of sport, your team is doing poor right now. This is the Liverpool intervention.
Oh, first one.
I just want to point that out. This is the very first one we've had, and I feel that's well done.
And it's warranted.
It is warranted. But before we cuss them, I want to give the flowers because there was a point where we were just doing interventions for everyone.
Everyone else.
And Liverpool was nowhere near that. Now you're here.
Mm. Even though they've never defended their title, but that's a different conversation. We'll talk about it later. I want to get into a quote. I want to read a quote. Maybe after I read the quote, you can let me know who you think it belongs to. I think it's crisis time for Liverpool. It's okay to lose to a club like Man City. It's a tough place to come. But to lose 7 in 10, 5 league losses already. That's one more than last season, by the way. Like, it has to be a crisis for a club like Liverpool.
This sounds
Do we agree?
I agree.
Who do you think said it?
Ole Gunnar Solskjaer.
You know what it is? Loons does not agree.
Okay, no, you know what? Only voice that matters around this table is Loons's. Do you agree with that statement? Do you want me to read it again?
No, I can read. I'm good. I wouldn't listen to much Roy Keane says regarding Liverpool.
But you knew it was Roy Keane. You knew it was Roy Keane.
Does it?
No, I don't. No,
it does.
It
does.
No,
it
does.
In all honesty, of course, I've been on open. That game there, I saw it from the kickoff. Obviously, Margs is tweeting like a maniac.
Was I?
Yeah. But you know, like you was tweeting, but I know the realness, innit? You didn't watch first half, but you're talking, you tweet like you did. It's dark. It's so dark. You get what
my
I'm
brother.
Saying?
It wasn't from no form.
Darkness. You're moving evil, but you know what?
Like I wanted to watch it.
But you know what it is? I just left you because we deserve it. You get what I'm saying? So for a club our stature, what we do, how we've been performing last 5, 6, 7, 8 years, massive, absolutely a crisis. We haven't done this for 30 years. Lost how many out of 7?
At this point last season, you had what, 28 points? Yeah. You won 9? Yeah, you won 9 in your opening 11 fixtures. You only conceded 6 goals and you scored 21. You was flaming. I know you're going to say you're not the gaffer and very...
I'm not. I've got the answer.
What's gone wrong?
I'm going to say to you, right? Look, he turned the corner. Villa, Real Madrid, yeah? He went back to basics, innit? Yeah, he went back to last season. He went back to grab 6. He went for Szoboszlai, McAllister ahead of him, just doing the 8 work. You know what I'm saying, innit? It's occasional who backs up the striker who makes that forward run. The other one stays in the between that pocket and Grav supports the two centre-backs as the full-backs go forward. We had Robertson. I think Kirkez needs to stay as far away from the team as until he understands the system. Do you see what I'm saying? Robertson, I just feel safer with him there. He made a change with Kirkez on. Kirkez, he wants to do the right thing. Sometimes wanting to do it and actually doing it is going to be two different things.
His head's gone.
It's instant. I need to show. Sometimes just receive, give, go, pass, hold your position. You see, losing two out of four, out of back four. Yeah, it's dark.
It's good replacements. I mean, Robinson was first choice last year. He's all right. Bradley, you've got to talk about Bradley. I mean, I know Doku put him in a spliff, but yeah, Bradley's all right, innit?
But I got a reason for that.
Go on.
He locked up the world's best.
He's not the world's best.
Vinny, listen, if you want to speak.
Do you know what it is? I'm going to interject quickly. This is where labels like the world's best, where you see the truth. You understand? You've seen Vinicius vs Bradley and Vinicius and Doku vs Bradley. Vinicius is obviously one of the better left wingers in the world. But with players from outside of the Prem and players that don't play for teams that are mainstream teams other than Doku for some reason, they get away with it. You understand? They survive off 3-4 seasons ago. Vinicius, bro, is I blame Mbappe. As good as he is, I think they're too similar to be in the same system. It's mad, isn't it, bro?
Alright, cool.
But at that point there, though, quickly just go off it, is that I don't like when people do that as well. Like Mbappe, Vinicius at the time when he was going mad, if you're going to talk about, oh my God, it's Vinicius, then talk about it at the time when he's actually playing extremely well. Okay. And if you're able to prevent that version of Vinicius, it's worth mentioning. Okay. Whereas this version under Xabi Alonso...
No, Timber, what was he on last season?
It was last season as well. The start of last season, early into last season, one of our first games of the Champions League.
He moved to
when
Trent.
Vinny, before he was given the Ballon d'Or, Rodri won the Ballon d'Or early, we played them. We beat them 2-3-0 or something. Trent didn't play. Bradley did.
What did he lock
Bradley
up?
Bradley locked
man?
Him up again. It's the first time. When the first time he bought him.
I just don't think he's and on that, like, that.
You see, I just believe mentally, physically, Bradley put it all in. And it's not, you're not dealing
with Vinny?
You're not just dealing with Vinny though. You're not dealing with just Vinny. Because if you understand Mbappe, the forward that he is, he drifts wide left. He does drift wide left.
So you think because of that?
So because of that, he's
bad against
No. It's like 3 days later. Bro, just mentally, physically, you're going against. Bro, he put his all in.
Doku was on purple form. And he was in purple form, bro.
He stepped into the City game thinking, name wise, I just dealt with wickedness. No.
Sorry to cut you, yeah, because. I think
no,
that's
just,
poor.
Let me tell you
why I think it's poor, because I have watched you.
I'm speculating.
I don't know if you said it in the group or whatever, but you and I kind of half agree with you. The form that Doku was in on that day, Doku would have done that to anybody.
Yeah.
So I don't know why you're using that excuse for Bradley.
No, bro. I'm just saying, look, end of the day, after what Bradley done to Vinicius, yeah? After what he done, I wouldn't have, like, I kind of thought, you know, he can handle this Doku. What's the jitter? The jitter, you know it's coming. You know it's coming, bro. Just stand there.
No, you don't know it's coming.
Just stand there. Grab a shirt.
No.
Like,
no.
Look at the periods of time that you're talking about. So last season, you went on to win the league. And so I imagine everyone besides Bradley played well that game. Whereas the game that I just watched, first of all, I don't think Bradley was that bad. I don't think Bradley was that bad.
Bradley's good.
But this is the problem. This is the problem. I was speaking to Greg and he was saying to me, hopefully it's a 0-0 or 2-2. I said, Man City are going to bruise these guys and the problems are going to be wide. And that was just from me watching the Borussia Dortmund game where they had Savinho and they had Doku and they were relentless. So I looked at it and then the fullbacks, Nunez is a right back all of a sudden and that O'Reilly, I don't get. That
He's
left back,
delivery.
I don't get
He's
him.
Delivery,
so I knew if Man City's thing this season is we're going to penetrate from, you know, the wide positions and we're 100%. If we're able to get past your fullbacks a couple of times, Haaland's always going to get on the end of it.
Yeah.
So when I watch the game and I see them doing what they're doing, you're in a terrible spell right now. So for you to expect Bradley, when you're in a terrible spell. And Manchester City are literally on the trajectory. Haaland scoring loads of goals and their wide positions are very dangerous. For you to expect Connor Bradley to deal with that Doku, I don't know.
It's not all on Bradley. He's right, yeah, it's more on Bradley. You get me? Just a little bit more context for the people at home. Liverpool are currently sitting where they're eighth. They've got 18 points. That's shared with like four other teams. Spurs, Villa, United, Bournemouth. They're exactly 8 points off the top and 8 points clear of relegation. Loon said on this show, as long as he's above United, he doesn't care.
Can I just deal with that poet point, please?
Oh, you want to go back?
I just want to deal with that poet point.
I'm going to let you go quickly. Go on.
But in terms of what you're saying, that high wired, you see, if Arne Slot dealt with Manchester City or went set us up exactly, not exactly, but you have your few tweaks, how we went out against Villa, how we went out against Real, we would have had a better result. You see what he done? He reverted back to a 10. He tried to go machine for machine. Because he knew they're playing with a 10, we went with a 10. But we went with a workman 10 in Szoboszlai and we had a fake 10 off the left with Wirtz tucking in to do an overload. But then we had Grav and McAllister doing a double pivot 8, yeah? Grav's job was to help Bradley coming out wide with Doku. You're leaving a massive space.
Okay, but nothing changed.
One sec. The other guy isn't mobile.
Yeah, but
the other guy isn't mobile. If we left it with the one, the two, and you ask the two to go, and you leave Grav, the centre-back split. That's how we handled
Madrid. Wait, stop, but nothing changed.
He went machine for machine.
Lose.
He tried to play with a 10. He tried to play with an inverted one because they had Foden coming in. He tried to do it with Wirtz. At their ground, it cost us.
Can I speak?
That is what happened.
Can I speak? How come nothing changed? Once again.
So when Gravenberch was in the six and there was the two eights and Wirtz was false nine, nothing changed.
I was just about
The game's already lost. You can't expect it to get it by the scruff of the neck now and it all changed. If you start like that and then their progressive players come up into a problem, they're not as happy to you know what I'm saying, to press.
Okay, do you
understand what I'm saying to you?
Okay, cool.
But it's already 3-0 when it's 3-0.
As much as I hear that, I hear what you're saying, bro. I don't think there's anything Liverpool could have done, even tactically that day, other than just straight defending. Like, bro, so you lot aren't ready right now. You lot should have went. For me, you should have gone there knowing we're going to a team that's in better form than us, doing better than us. We're going to their ground. We need to try and stop them.
Fresh one,
and like I said, do you know what it is? I'm kind of agreeing with you, to be honest. I'm kind of agreeing with you. To go, like you said, machine for machine. And the machine they had is an attacking machine. You understand? You should have went kind of, maybe not defensive, but just reactive to what they're doing.
I think Cody Gakpo should have started. I think he should have got out of his feelings.
He's only about one game.
Oh, that Cody miss, that Gakpo miss was horrible. Anyway, I want to give more.
That's how my miss was. It just popped up.
Okay, cool. I want to give more context to the situation.
Yeah, please.
Remember, they're sharing points with four teams. What was it? United, Villa, Bournemouth.
Spurs.
Yeah. Cool.
United.
But, yeah.
Oh.
But, Liverpool got more losses than all the other teams that they're sharing points with.
Lot.
Yeah, they lost five. Oh, it says more about. Well, speak about it. You lost five of your last of the last Premier League games.
Any, yeah.
So, how does it say more about the rest of us? What does it say?
It just says, look, at the worst, at our worst, and your best, we're the same points in it. But
you conceded one goal less than us.
Let me just make my point super clear because you don't understand. He's saying, as long as Liverpool are higher than Man United, I'm fine. I don't care how the season goes, you know. I'm talking about me. As long as we are above you, I'm fine. And Arsenal win the league. That's a weak mentality. No. This season, I lost five. What was your mentality after this time last year? What are you talking about, weak mentality, man? You saying you was going to get Belieber and win the league? Belieber would have had you 16th. Laomi been hooked at halftime four times this season.
Well, I'm just saying, we sacked Ten Hag for similar results. No. You know what I'm trying to say? Remember, obviously, as a United fan, we're different. Menes knows we're cursed with ambition. Like, we are cursed with ambition. We just got too much ambition. That's why we win FA Cups and sack gaffers and stuff like that. Like, do you get what I mean? And we was in this position and we made the choice. And you was talking about a big club and making big, hardcore choices and Ain't you ready to make the choice?
A curse with ambition is mad.
Do that. Are you going to let him do that?
Curse with ambition is mad. The man there came 15th. And then
we still got expectations.
Oh, we hit a final.
No.
What are you winning this
hold
year?
Hold on, let me land. Hold on.
Top four.
Loons, let me
That's
go.
Not, what are you winning?
Listen, let me land. Can I land? Let me land. He said they're cursed with ambition.
We are. Yeah? I know too much ambition.
Let him land.
I always want better.
Listen, ambition is a Wale tune. At the end of the day.
Yeah? Bad one though.
Yeah,
bad.
Big tune. Big tune, but it's Wale.
Yeah.
They're going to love him for my ambition.
I know it's a Liverpool episode.
You wouldn't get it.
You're saying cursed with ambition.
As an Arsenal fan, that's why your calls finishing second 3 years in a row because you don't get it.
When you was cool.
I weren't cool.
Yes, you was cool. Hey. You right, said so, don't okay, sack
sorry,
the manager.
Sorry, top sorry, of the table. Sorry. You should not be beefing.
Sorry.
It's mad. Sorry.
The gaps in the midfield. We're doing mad. We're playing together.
We're doing mad.
Take a touch.
Yeah, retain.
Now, Steve-O made a good point. This is meant to be an intervention. So let's get the points that he needs to help us with. Because
arguing with Loons is long. That's why we've left him, you know. But we're back. We're going to do
good,
this,
I'm
bro.
A good arguer.
We're going to do this, bro.
You don't want me to shout on that, but I focused.
Wait, I want poets to go after I speak, but I'm trying to give the crowd more content to realize why we're here.
I hear you. For real. Load up the strap.
How's Pilates?
If Pilates was good.
Pilates.
Listen, Liverpool.
Why is it Gundy? Why is
we're
it Gundy?
Cool. We're cool. We're cool. Sorry.
Stop. Liverpool's gone 42 days without picking up a single point. Yeah,
that is dumb.
Which is a strange record for any defending champions, like in the opening 11 games. It's a weird one for any defending champions. Like no defending champion has lost four in a row in the opening 11 fixtures. You get what I mean?
History.
So we're not doing this for no reason. You know what I'm trying to say?
I was just waiting for this.
Is it papering over cracks? This is the first time Liverpool have lost four consecutive away games since April 2012. Under Kenny Dalglish. King Kenny.
So this is what I'm going to say about this, yeah? Again, me and Arne, yeah? Me and Arne are born on the same day. Check it out. 17th of September. Yeah.
What year?
So
much, year as well.
So yeah. Much.
No,
same year.
No.
Same year. Same year.
Same year, different year.
Loons, man. But I'm saying, you already know, man. It's Loon Van Persie, man. So a Black Van Persie. But
No, it's Loon Slot right now.
I'm slotting the goals. You right. But what I'm gonna say on a Virgo flow, like, so all my Virgos out there, you know, we stubborn.
You're trying to get me on board.
Virgo. No. You're August Virgo. You different. You stank. Get me? You stank. You smell like earring back. You get me?
What?
But,
don't engage.
Has he got no point to land? Is that yeah, bro.
You know what he's like.
Someone interrupts him cussing.
Don't engage.
Every time someone interrupts him cussing.
Bro, he started off with a star sign. Do you know what kind of touch that is?
He's not pressure resistant, you know.
But you lot.
Hey, Lippy, when you talk about touches, think this. Right. Focus. Concentrate. Yeah, so remember, Virgo. Yeah, so he's in his stubborn bag, yeah? He knows I got moves for these, man, yeah? But he's still playing FM24.
Loons.
You get what I'm saying?
I know you can't actually answer this question.
What I'm going to say, yeah. I'm there talking, explaining.
No, You're going to keep talking. I want you to keep talking. And it's going to be hard for you to answer, yeah? But why does Slop say the things he says? Slop. Oh. Why does Slop say the things he says in his interviews?
Jurgen Slop is
Slop is
insane.
Jurgen.
On Slop
is insane.
On Slop is cold.
On Slop.
Slop.
On Slop is cold.
Jurgen Slop.
Jurgen Slop is mental.
Sloppy.
He said we won against Villa and Real Madrid because they played exactly how we expected them to play. In 8 of the last 10 games we played, the teams didn't play how we expected them to play. And that's why we lost.
And we didn't get the team sheet.
No, because he said that before the game. So that means all Pep had to do was switch it up. And he was going to lose.
Bravo.
What to tell you?
Go on.
This is what he means, yeah? And Lippy hates when I use like FIFA analogies.
Oh my God. What are you going to do, bro?
I'm saying, have you ever played FIFA and one half, you're slapping over a man?
Whoa.
And then you feel like one half. I said one half.
No, it's not the half.
No, it's slapping over a man. It's push, 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 push,
push. You slapped over a man. Go on.
Slapped over a man's mad.
Yeah, at FIFA. Yeah, go on. At FIFA. Yeah. And then second half, the pads, you feel like the pad's been passed over to someone else. It's a whole different player. You see what I'm saying?
I've experienced that. I know for a fact I've been playing FIFA and a man passed the pad to his brethren because this second
driven
half, this second half is insane. He passed the pad to his brethren. I know
what
he
did. What you're talking about is algorithm. When the algorithm's against you on FIFA, you're cooked. I hear what you're saying. True. The algorithm's against Liverpool.
Bro, even that Robertson, that offside Virgil, that's a whole nother game.
I'm with that.
That goes in, that's a whole nother game.
Yeah, but there is telling five you. Losses.
No, but I'm saying to you, yeah, I'm saying the City one, I'm just dealing with it. It's like he's saying algorithm.
It is algorithm.
Like last season, we were PGMO's favourite club. Now, everything's going against us. So it's an algorithm thing. AI. AI, thank you, Lippy.
It's not AI.
I robot.
It's IA.
Go on, Paul.
That is nonsense.
Huh?
And I'll show you why it's nonsense. It's nonsense.
All right, Lewis, I'll try to help you, know.
What kind of nonsense are you spewing here?
Go on, Paul.
From the start of the season, at these very tables, my good friend, we said this is not sustainable.
That's
we
algorithm.
Asked you. No. Algorithm. It wasn't algorithm. The way you lot were playing was not sustainable. So
10 men,
you've
Newcastle,
made changes.
Palace.
You've made changes. Not no luck. It's not no. You've made internal changes that you lot don't know how to deal with.
Johnny Huytinga, come home.
So with these internal changes, such as
Gio
Trent
Van
leaving.
No.
One
Gio
second.
Van Broekhoff.
Can
Johnny
I talk, Loons? You've said a lot this episode. Chill out.
Different. Liverpool.
Trent not being here. Trent not being here, Robertson getting old, all of these changes that are happening at the back, it looks like Alisson's not here. I don't think that Slot has prepared adequately for this. I don't think he knows what to do here. So when you keep talking about things being against you, no, your manager is out of his depth. For you to lose this many games in small proximity, you've then gone and told me he changed things and turned the corner. Villarreal.
I didn't change the corner.
You said to me he turned up. You did. He said that, we spurned the corner and then when we put the six back in midfield next to...
He changed it back.
Sweet. So then he changed it back. So my whole thing is, if something has worked for you and you can see it's working, Slot, I would like to know why you changed it back. If you were going through a bad spell, one second, you change something, it works for you, and then you go, let me go back to the thing that wasn't working. This sounds like a man that's out of his depth. He can't swim, 16 foot, wow. It sounds like Arsene Wenger in his
Virgo.
Early years.
Virgo. Sound like a Virgo.
What do you mean? Stubborn?
Stubborn.
One second, let Lippy go.
Fair enough.
Done.
Let Lippy go, then I got a question for Poet.
Has there been good Dutch managers in the Prem era recently?
Recently?
Yeah.
Recently.
Because Van Gaal was thrashing.
Mm.
Obviously, Ten Hag.
Thrashed.
I just think related.
There's shades of Ten Hag in Slot, I promise
Let me know the league, Premier League that Ten Hag won for there to be shades.
I'm talking about the bad stuff. I'm talking about the bad stuff, not the good stuff. Okay, Poet, I've got a question for you. Yeah. Could Liverpool... Right, because I've always got... obviously they've done good to win the leagues, yeah? But they've never retained the title. They've never defended it, yeah? Ever once, yeah? Could they rival Leicester City for the worst title defence in Premier League history?
It would be.
If we don't make Champions League.
Okay, well, one second. There's more to go off it, yeah?
If we don't make Champions League,
Leicester City, they hold the record for the worst title defence in the Premier League, yeah? That's history, yeah?
Is it?
Leicester City hold the record for the worst title defence in Premier League history. They had the same amount of losses as you, man.
No.
At the same point in their 16-17 season.
Similarities.
Wicked.
Did you see similarities?
This is the only thing about the Leicester situation where I give them grace. They lost Kante, they kept Vardy, and Danny Drinkwater went to go and do...
These lot added players. They went and spent so much money to add...
They added two strikers, Isaac. And
They added Mindry, Werts. They added Kerkez.
But what they did as well, which I like, is when you weaken other Premier League sides. They weakened Newcastle, we thought, by getting Isaac. We thought they weakened these sides. Essentially, like I said, I just don't think Slot in his whole managerial career has been in a situation like this and he just doesn't know what to do. He's completely out of his depth. And like I said, just from you admitting, he changed a couple of things which started working and I thought, oh, here we go. They've turned the corner.
Went back to bush.
Embarrassing.
I'm going to talk to Steve-O for a second because you ain't homing in what I want you to home on. And it's the comparisons between Leicester, yeah? Because look, They managed 5 losses in a row that season. Liverpool are 1 shy this season so far already. You get me? They also managed 5 wins in a row. Liverpool's best this season. Leicester finished 12th that year. Are there comparisons?
Want to bet money we finish higher than you? Right here on the show. Tour.
I'm talking to Steve-O. I believe there's similarities. How are you feeling about this title defence?
I'm going to be real with you. I didn't know that this how bad it was.
And it's important. Until, that's why I've got to get the information off.
Until you compared it to Leicester and some of the stats you've just been through. But what I will say, going to what Poet said, it's crazy because I remember sitting here at this table and you said to me the other week, as it goes, you went, it's not about... I said this, I said that, but that's not the show. But we all sat here and said, we could all agree on this, that if Liverpool get Isaac, it's unfair.
It's a wrap.
Yeah, it's a wrap, yeah.
We said the money it's unfair. They
spend, yeah, right? Kukes everyone said versus it. Isaac, it's a wrap. Well, yeah, that's what we, yeah.
You ain't seen us.
Hang about. So not only that, have they...
Loons.
So the thing with Leicester, like Poet said, they lost players. They've weakened teams, like Poet said, but not only did they got the top... goal scorer in the league.
Quickly, Steve-O, because
that Poet point was crazy. Their title defence lost Drinkwater, Kante,
yeah,
these lot have added some of the top talents in the world. So it's definitely comparable. Don't that make it worse?
It's worse. It will be worse.
Yeah.
If they finish, I would say if they finished anywhere below 6th.
I say anywhere below 4th is insane.
I'm going to say even better.
What's it? Let Lippy go.
3rd. I'm having it.
I'll be real. It's not looking likely. If they don't win the league, it stinks.
Not worse than Leicester, though. Broski, to put it on par with Leicester.
But this is my thing, yeah? You've added, I'm not so much worse, yeah? But for Isak to come here, yeah? And this to happen. Like you said, we sat here worried, thinking, what are we going to do? It's just a toss up for second place.
You know one thing as well, and I'm gonna stand on what I said previously. When we done the episode about top goal scorers, I was the only one who sat in and I told you Isak won't break into that front three.
I wanna talk to Steve-O quickly, because for you saying you don't think it's comparable to Leicester, but I'm saying that point that Poet made is poignant. Leicester lost. Leicester went into the second season lesser than. These are the champions, yeah? These are the champions. They took Kukes. I know it's not working out, but he was arguably one of the best fullbacks in the league. Do you know what I'm trying to say? He says he's got the best 6 in the league with Gravenberch. They added Verts.
Not playing him in 6.
They added Verts.
Frimpong.
Talent in the
Frimpong.
League. They've added Frimpong.
Twin.
Who we know is a danger. With all the tools that they added to this team, how can you say it's not comparable to the Leicester team?
No, I asked the question. Where would it be like, where would Liverpool have to finish for it to be comparable to the 12th, because they've spent money, because they've added teams.
I would say 6th and below for
me. Okay, cool. But it's not just Leicester. There's other bad title defences that we could talk about. And maybe
Can I say anything?
No, one second. You have said a lot.
We've got the recording. Not for this whole thing.
Yeah, we're gonna set it up, because these comparisons might actually help you.
Bro, whatever, man. I'm ready.
No, you're not.
It's not just about Leicester. Very much so.
Leicester's
terrible. That might be like the worst title defence of all time. Fine. There's Chelsea in the 15-16 season. They held the record before Leicester.
10 years ago.
Yeah, they had 6 losses at this point and would eventually finish the season in 10th. That's only one more loss than you.
Is that when they lost Mourinho during the season?
Maybe, yeah. That's back-to-back records for the worst title defence in history. We can go further back. We can go Blackburn Rovers, 95, 96.
This is the worst.
They had lost 5 at this point as well in the season. 4 wins, 2 draws, 5 losses. They would eventually finish 7th. Do you see what's happening there?
We're not these teams, bro.
Huh?
We're not these teams.
I get that. And it's the modern day. Things are different. Man City, 24-25. Yeah? They would eventually lose 4 in a row from match day 10 through to 13. Yeah? I don't know. Liverpool's last title defence is what we're going to talk about as well. Like, Man said last title defence. In my opinion, they've never defended the title. Okay? They haven't, not in the Premier League. Last title defence attempt, okay? It was the 2021 season. They was in second at this point. They only lost once, even though it was 7-2 to Villa. You know what I'm trying to say? But they would eventually go on to lose like 4 in a row that season.
That's the season...
They finished third.
Pickford, Ritter, Van Dijk and that.
That's cool, but they finished third. It was 17 points off the top.
Henderson and Fabinho centre-back.
It was 17 points off the top. But they finished third.
I remember, that's Alisson scored a last minute goal to get us into the third.
West Brom. That was cold.
Yeah, cold.
Okay, cool. So look.
Thank you. Let's talk about it, please.
Liverpool, this is, again, you said you ain't spoke.
I haven't really.
Okay, cool. But we'll give you time to speak. Having to listen to those attempted title defences and comparisons with teams from yonder, where are we at?
This is like 30, 35 years no title. 30, 35 years no title. So the first time, just happy to be here, bro. You know what I'm saying, innit? You know them way there. 30, 35 years, bro. Happy to be here. We got finally got our hands on it. You know what I'm saying, innit? This is real.
I was a teenager last
time. The second time Virgil got written off by Pickford, no red card, no nothing, no penalty. No, he done his ACL, bro. Come on, man, let's be straight here. He was the best centre-back in the whole wide world.
You didn't give disgrace to City when Rodri went.
A goalie didn't do it in a game to Rodri. Rodri done it on international duty. Totally different.
No, he didn't. He got smoked by in the Arsenal game.
Didn't you? Second one done in international duty. Sorry, my bad. Second injury. My bad. But anyway, we injured our goalie. Then they injured Gomez, same game. Seamus Coleman. Took out two of our centre-backs one game, yeah? The next game, we lost Joel Matip for the whole season. These three are out for the whole season. So Arsenal losing Gabriel, Mascherano and Saliba. All season now, you're in trouble, regardless. I don't care what you're going to say. So you're going to play Zubimendi and that Nordgaard that you got from Brentford. Those will be your centre-back.
Ben White.
You know what I'm saying? Ben White and one.
Timber.
Maybe Arsenal wouldn't be in problems then.
that whole point is gone. I don't even like Arsenal. That whole point is dead to me.
Calafiore.
Yeah. What now, bro? Bust it. But hey, bust the sweets.
One sec, guys. Loons, I want to know if you think this means anything. Because obviously, I was talking about, obviously, you've spent 500 million.
So I was coming on to that.
No, but forget that. I want to know if... I'm going to say some stuff and I want to ask you if you think it means anything. Because I want to talk about your Liverpool sells. You know what I'm trying to say? You just got rid of Diaz. We saw that Diaz goal the other day. Insane. Yeah. He's second top scorer in Bundesliga. You know what I'm trying to say? You just got rid of... Well, you know, Trent left for free.
Real Madrid. Left for 10 mil.
Real Madrid are top.
10 mil.
Okay, 10 mil. But Real Madrid are top. You just got rid of Keller. Yeah, Brentford are only 2 points off of you.
2 points off, yeah.
They're doing all right. Simikas.
Alone.
Joint top of Serie A.
What about Darwin Nunes?
Darwin is third and undefeated in
Saudi.
Come on,
man. We're not respecting Saudi. We're not doing all that, man. We're not doing all that.
Players have left, though.
I respect everything.
Is it safe to say they're like United then?
What? No.
Players leaving.
Is there similarities?
Show me United's title, bro.
Do you know what it is? No, do you know what it is? To be fair to them, these are champions that left. You understand?
Absolutely.
Maybe Klopp, what's his name? Slot, sorry.
Slop.
You should have taken time. These are guys that's won things for your team, bro.
Mr. Trick, but remember, look, the Kelleher thing is before him. It was always going down. Mamardashvili was bought before Slot came in.
Yeah,
Klopp
right.
Bought him.
Who you think?
the goalie now, Mamardashvili. So Klopp's bought him. So they were always saying, oh, he's going to be successor to Alisson. But the 500 million spent, we spent that this summer, right?
Feel like it.
All right, so the 500 million we spent this summer, last summer we spent none when we won the league. Not a penny.
Okay.
Not a penny. So in the two summers, Arsenal spent the same 500 mil.
So you're terrible at spending money, but
we've got a league title. So 250 each summer, it's good business.
Can I throw
it's good business.
About title, one second, go on.
We were just speaking about people.
About titles.
We're just speaking about who they sold.
Not.
You okay?
go on. You're just scared.
Okay.
go on,
double dutch, innit? You talked about the players that they sold and they're doing a lot better. Steve spoke about someone in August that they potentially should have sold. I want to throw the question out there. If they done what Steve-O said, where would they be today?
What, we're getting rid of Salah? Yes. Okay, also as well, on top of that, because what he can answer is, how much was Salah worth in the summer compared to his worth now?
You still get the money for him.
Biggest drop-off ever.
I'm asking, it's a question, I'm not saying...
That's a great question, but I believe... Because of who he is, who he is in that part of the world, money's always going to be the money.
You know, it's who he is.
You might not get the 150 we might have got for him.
I say Saudi will always.
Yeah, because
King of Egypt, isn't it?
He's Messi of Saudi, you know.
So the money has gone down.
I don't even.
But if we can get 80
80 bucks for him right now.
You ain't getting 80 bucks for that.
Of course, bro. They're offering 100 for Bruno.
Yeah, but Bruno,
but Bruno was shooting, Bruno, and he's still doing it now.
Shirts like Mo Salah.
It's different. It's not about that.
They don't care about recouping.
He's the Messi of Michael Jordan.
Is it fair to say though? Is it fair to say that he's become the villain?
Nah,
I wouldn't.
What? Is it, it is fair to say that.
You'd be childish.
Scapegoat.
No, nine seasons.
Scapegoat is a better.
Scapegoat might be better.
He's on the way to being the villain.
I'm not one of those people that forget. Do you get what I'm saying? You can't back me nine times we go out. And then the one time you don't back me, I hate you. Do you see what I'm saying to you? Nine times someone stuck it on me, you've backed me. You've thrown the first punch every time you've backed it. You're the main guy.
It's not the same thing.
Every
it's not a comparable situation.
Mo Salah has been the main man nine seasons in a row. One season he's a bit slow. A man's supposed to say, hey, F you, impossible.
Watch okay. That.
Impossible.
Go on, Lippy.
This is my thing, yeah? My dad is a Liverpool fan, yeah? When I'm in the yard with my kids and Liverpool's been on the last couple of weeks, I've had to say, girls, just come out the room. I know what's going on in here. I know who did this. Is my father. He's your granddad. I know the truth. You don't know him. You understand? And it's a thing where...
Cussing.
My dad, when Salah is on the screen...
Cussing.
He is cussing. Why do you have to start? Why are you, oh my God, no, my dad said, the other day, why are you, your mother said, why are you here?
That's personal, bro.
Why are you here?
Well, you know what as well? and I'm sorry that you think that the nine seasons that he's done sick, is it nine seasons?
It's not seven,
it's just
right?
Hypothetically gone.
It is nine seasons. In this day and age, they're thinking about the last couple of games, bro.
No, TikTok,
unfortunately,
TikTok,
yeah.
It's what have you done for me lately?
Yeah.
That's what it's about.
That's what I was Eddie, afraid
Eddie,
of,
what have you done for me lately? Eddie.
With Salah, you can do both. As a Liverpool fan, you can appreciate what he's done, but at the same time, say...
No, it's time to go. Yeah, it's time to move on.
I don't, bro, it's mad, bro.
I got something I want to put up as well. Obviously, we're talking about transfers and stuff like that. You was very hot on Ekitike in the beginning of the season. You've been on this, like... Get gushing over him, pause, whatever.
Top
it may be,
way,
but
top.
It's one goal in the last nine Premier League games.
Fair enough.
Fraud watch.
How many Premier League games is there?
Fraud watch.
How many games in Premier League?
11.
So, wait. He ain't scored since the second game, but he's got six goals.
Champions League.
Focus.
Premier League.
Okay, well, Focus.
Take a touch. Right, so let Lippy go.
All right, so wait. Let's be straight here. Are we saying he's not a good player?
I'm never asked.
No one said that.
In the great words of Clue, what are we doing here?
I've been saying that on this pod for years.
That's never been great words.
Why is that now the words of Clue?
I've been saying that here for years. If we are not saying he's a poor player, what are we doing here?
Okay, it's not what we're doing here.
If you're asking the question, they have to answer.
You was very hot. Like I said, I'll start again. You was very hot on Ekitike when we're talking about our strikers. Arsenal had Gyökeres, we got Sesko. You even told me you better hope Sesko's more Ekitike than Gyökeres. Whatnot.
And
I'm
he's more Ross Clark.
I'm telling you, Ekitike has one goal in his last nine Premier League games. You have lost five or six.
He hasn't
of
played in them.
I'm just, where are you at now, bro?
With Ekitike.
I still think he's a massive, massive, massive talent. I think he's elite. I think, other than Haaland, I'm going to even put...
Be careful, bro.
I'm going to even put Gyökeres there because of their top. He's scoring when it's needed. I'm going to put him there.
He's not needed.
Focus, young man.
I'm focused.
Focus, you're eating too much chicken and chips, bruv. You get what I'm saying?
You eat too much Rizla. Hurry up and land. You eat too much Rizla. Hurry up.
Eat too much chicken and chips.
I said you eat too much Rizla.
Do you think?
Hurry up, flathead.
What's it? Do you think they need new life? Because I think Liverpool look lifeless.
Hold on, what's man.
Marks, listen to me and listen to me good and clear. You see, Arne Slot, he needs to reverse his stubbornness. You see what I'm saying? You see those two games. Look, it's not a coincidence. Like when that run of five games was happening, man was asking me. I said it was the 10.
Two games he reverted, we have two clean sheets. It's not a coincidence. And then he reverts back to the 10 and we get slapped. It's not a coincidence.
It's not just a 10. What about the defense?
It is for me.
A couple of weeks ago, Van Dijk was all twerking and that. Now he's barely lifting the foot. Like, do you know what I'm trying to say? Low energy, physicality's gone.
Stop. Hey, Lippy, Lippy needs to go, you know, come on.
The physicality's gone.
All right, man. No worries, man. Twerking.
Man, you said you're miaming Rizla.
I know, man. Leave him, man. These creatine boys.
You know, I imagine it like a cereal, you know, with milk in a thing, just eating bare Rizla. Bro, what's going on?
These man bun creatine, bro.
Oh, I meant to say that. Sorry.
He's calling creatine.
All right, boys. Okay,
creatine. These man are creatine.
Boys. Come, let's get in the car because. Again, I know it feels like I'm piling on, but it's an intervention. And there's loads of things that I want to address.
You get to undo what's going on too much.
Loses derailing the conversation. There's loads of things that I want to address. You
please, Mark.
So there's things that we have to think. Like I said, it's not piling on. It's just the facts that we just got to deal with. You know what I'm trying to say? The price tag, all this kind of stuff, it's unavoidable at this point. Florian Wirtz, this is a big problem. So he's neat. And he's tidy and all that kind of stuff, but he's not impacting
it's
games.
Not enough.
And it isn't useful. Gary Neville said Wirtz looked like a little boy out there.
Absolutely.
They were boying him.
You see why Lippy's a bad guy, yeah?
Why?
I'm going to call him. That's
it. Why you say fuck me for?
Why you say fuck me for?
What the fuck?
I'm about to tell you.
What the hell?
I remember when we signed Florian Wirtz.
Yeah, go on.
Yeah. In the old studio, I think it was old studio.
I think we was here. We was definitely here.
Oh, maybe.
Go on,
I want to see if you're going to be a man. And I said to you, I'm scared he's going to be like a Phil Foden for us. Do you remember that?
You would love if he was moving like Phil Foden.
Met Phil Foden had a bad season last season, bro. So I'm going by that. I'm saying I'm scared he's going to come here and be, just get overrun.
To be fair, you didn't say that.
You know what it is? The crowd has got him. The crowd just like him. Because the crowd never, ever
pull up his files. They never pull up with nothing he says.
Never do anything.
Lippy, I swear on a baby's life I said that to you.
No, don't, come on.
I swear on a baby's life I said that to you.
Whoa.
And you was like, I'm not going to lie.
Rizla.
I said it to him.
You're a 1 minute.
OCD.
Pick me them life next minute.
Low hanging fruit.
Your life. Sunday dinner. Chicken and chips and gravy.
Yeah, can't be fucking up me. I come first.
He's giving you speed, but when you hit 40,
can we get the clip of him pop down on the floor against you? Can we get the clip of that?
Let's talk about Wirtz.
Inside
Wirtz.
Little Uzi.
Let's talk about Wirtz, man. Because do you know what it is? To be fair, you're right, innit? When you do your worrying about Liverpool thing, naturally, I'm my dad's son. I will talk up for them because you're weak. But he was right. So I have to say my bad. Because...
You made my chat to you like that, bro.
No, you're weak.
I'm going rebuttal. I'm going rebuttal, but I'm laughing.
All jokes aside.
You're a pussy, yo.
You have to reply.
You had no choice.
No, but all jokes aside, I hear what you're saying, innit? And Wirtz is... It's the like we said, bro. We're gonna say on future episodes, the physicality, bro. It was always gonna.
Oh
be.
My god!
Hey, remember he was casting physicality earlier.
Is Wirtz the worst signing?
Yeah,
Price-wise,
it could be great. It could be. I was gonna say, he could be. I might be wrong, but for value, money to value for money.
You saying worst ever?
No way. It could be.
No way.
Because he's one of the most expensive that's ever gone in the Prem.
Hold on, let me stop. Do you know,
he's only 10 mil cheaper than Anthony.
I can see it, Kev.
Anthony's there.
Kev, I can see it.
Anthony's done a lot more.
Anthony's done more in the Prem than Wirtz.
Yes, he has scored goals in that.
He scored against Arsenal.
He banged against City. Did he not bang against City? And Arsenal.
Anthony's done more in the Prem than Wirtz.
Oh my god.
This ain't a conversation, boys.
Oh my god.
How many seasons did he have?
No, the Arsenal match.
The Arsenal match was the debut. Season. It was his debut.
Debut.
It was Anthony's debut.
What, bro?
The question's
there.
He was
given a season.
No, Anthony, we're talking about the
Anthony
first.
Has done more in the Prem than Wirtz.
At end of the day, we're not getting 22 million for Florian Wirtz. If it all comes down to sales, we would not get
that. That is dark.
I think you might have a problem, though. And I'll show you why you might have a problem. One thing that we consistently speak about, Kaká has spoken about it recently, someone else spoke about it, no, is the phasing out of the number 10. And it's no...
Fabregas spoke about it.
It's no coincidence that him and Xavi Simmons, no disrespect, look a little bit... Do you know where I'm coming from? So
Simmons looks all right against us, you know?
Simmons looked good against United, but I'm saying over the course... Over the course of the season so far, it hasn't... The number 10s haven't looked great. And then you start taking a look at sides in Europe. PSG don't play with a number 10. They're the European champions.
Why are you helping him?
Real Madrid are not playing with a number 10. I know Man City have recently got a number 10, but I just think for you lot, again, it goes back to slop. Why I think he is just a sloppy man.
Slop is insane.
You sold Coutinho in like 2014, 2015. That was your last number 10. You got rid of him and you've had actually a very successful time playing a number 6 and 2 8s. You've done that for time. Now, sloppy has taken it from Kloppy, and all I'm saying to you is this. Wait, chill. He's taken it away from Kloppy and he's taken something where last season they won the Premier League so easily. Why would you then go and buy a number 10, something that's phasing out of the game, and then spend 100
million
plus on it?
I don't like this 10 argument.
I don't get it.
Wait, one second. Before you go, I just want, because Steve-O's been waiting for a while, Lou.
Oh, it's my bro. I thought it was you.
No.
I want to ask a question, and then if the question gets answered correct, then did he play number 10 last season?
No.
Yes. Who? Slot?
Who?
Slot? Play 10?
Verts. Oh, I thought you meant slot.
Did Verts play number 10 last year?
Yes.
I don't think he did.
Did he? Yes, two 10s. Leverkusen
Verts
played
was playing
2 10s.
10 for Leverkusen, yes.
Two 10s.
But was he two 10s like how United do two 10s?
I don't think they played it like that.
No, because they're more attacking midfielders. Kunjan and Bremer are more like...
No, but did they have two? Was he the one? Was he the sole 10?
No, they played two up top on one 10.
Still different.
So Verts played in a 10.
Steve-O, to answer your question, that's how he played all last season.
Okay,
bro.
And he was unbelievable. So it's nothing to do with the player.
Let me be honest with you. It's not ability. It is not ability. It's not technical ability. It's none of that stuff. It is the physicality of this league.
Yeah, you, gotta learn. You can learn
that's
it.
That's the
though.
Truth.
You can learn that.
I don't think you can learn.
Like, you can.
Your strength.
You can do a strengthening program.
My thing is, for what Liverpool are trying to do, bro, you don't have that time, brother. 125.
You defo do.
Even if he was free.
You defo do.
I don't know, man.
So what I would say though, Buendia for Villa, he came into the league and I know he got injured.
Norwich.
And then when he come back, it was a bit too much for him, the Prem. Now, a year later, he's had a special weight strengthening program that he's been
turning up.
He's now turning up. So it is a possibility that you can
continue.
Get strength.
Buendia was good before
the
injury.
I just think the way you lot play, do you know what it is? If we had Wurz, we got Odegaard, little guy as well. He might even be less physical than Wurz, if a man's being honest, But we just play at a slower tempo, way more patient.
And with a six.
Way more control.
To adapt to Odegaard.
Way more control.
To adapt to
also have a six.
Yeah, but again, that allows us to control. We get to operate attacking-wise with teams sitting back against us. You lot are trying to operate in a transition.
Wurz
is not on that. When we was trying to be...
They never had no 10 when they played us. We kicked their ass.
When we was trying to play transition ball, Odegaard didn't look that great, bro.
No, he don't. He won't. It's the ball's moving too fast. Obviously, can you just remind me who said about the 10s are getting phased out? Cesc Fabregas, who?
Cesc Fabregas, Kaká. Cesc.
Boys, 3 weeks ago, I was on this show saying... The problem with Liverpool is we play with a 10. You lot went, Bro, unknown ball, bro.
The 10 argument's horrible. And it makes me laugh every time he says
it. You're right, though. You did say it.
Did say it, bro.
It's not that it's wrong.
It's horrible.
No, this is my thing. This is why it's horrible. Because that 10 stuff, it's been the case for like a decade plus. Like the last good batch of 10s we had was like Wesley Schneider and them, man. It was a long time ago. But he's still going to run.
Just to show you why I think the 10 thing is a good point as well. Odegaard, in that first season that we played so sick, played number 10 for us,
And he finished second.
We finished second, But our problem was defensively, clearly we conceded too many goals.
And then you changed it and then you finished second, terrible.
No, hear me
stinks.
Out. No, stinks. Can I finish?
Stinks. He scored all them goals and they finished second. You changed it, you still finished the second.
Marks.
It was that much of a problem.
Marks.
Stinks.
Marks. One second.
Horrible argument.
Well, can I finish? Because I didn't get to finish it. You just went mad.
No, you can finish your bad argument. Go on.
Sweet. So in order for us to become a better team, which we clearly have become a better team, unfortunately, he had to come and be sacrificed for that number 10 position.
How are you better and you still finish second?
Hold on.
One second.
How are you better you still finish the same place?
I need to... Muggs, you should be sitting there, apparently.
You know what? Sorry.
Thank you. Also, Eze is another individual that plays number 10 for Crystal Palace, moves to Arsenal. We've got to put him on the left. I just think I just think that number 10 position in the Premier League is not there a lot. That's the reasons why I think Sloppy's an arsehole.
And your best team ever you will think of.
These are talking nonsense.
The best team ever you will think of won't have a 10.
It's my opinion.
You're saying this.
It's my opinion.
No, hold on.
Best team ever.
Hold on 2 seconds. I know it's your opinion, but factually, the team that won the league last season didn't have a 10. The team that won the Champions League didn't have a 10. The team that won the Spanish League didn't have a 10. The team that won
the Europa League. Not,
if you give the list of the best 10s in football, it's going to stop at like 6 because there's not any more, bro. It's a fact that 10s are being phased
last
out.
Last time a team with a 10 won the Champions League 2010.
It's a terrible argument. Verts played in a 10 all last year. The only game he lost was the Europa League Cup finals. You just spent £120 million on him.
How about last year?
One, it wasn't last year. And two, it's in a league that we've been arguing about on this show that is dead.
In a national level,
we've been screaming that the Bundesliga is phony, bro.
I mean, it stinks.
You can't do and what the crowd, you did over there.
The crowd know football, and they know this 10 argument is horrible.
No, it isn't. The crowd knows facts sometimes.
Anyway, forget all these horrible arguments. Yeah, it's international break, so for the next fortnight, Liverpool really got to look at themselves in the mirror. Like, let us know in the comments what you think Liverpool needs to do before like it gets a lot worse. And I'm talking obviously Leicester City worse is the...
We publish new content on a Monday, a Wednesday, and of course on a Friday. Make sure you subscribe, ring that bell. As you can see, it's sports day. We're switching it up. We're giving them other content. So if you want to stay notified to the normal content and the other content, press the bell, boys.
Nick wanna see my downfall on this stage, man. this guy wants my downfall.
How? Why is it me?
Boys, what? I know we're talking about Liverpool, but let's talk about City for a moment. Man City's second highest top scorer this season is still Maxime Esteve, from Burnley.
Estevo,
who scored two own goals. Estevo.
Estevo.
He scored two own goals.
What?
That's their second top goal scorer.
Respect it, bro. I respect it, man.
If Haaland loses, I'm sorry, if Man City lose Haaland, what the hell will they do?
It's Marmage.
Also missed 10 career penalties.
Ooh. Is that as bad as Bruno?
Sorry. Yeah, worse.
It might be worse, but when he's scored. But listen, I made a statement in a previous episode, is this Arsenal vs Haaland? And because of what happened on the weekend, it might be.
Marmoush can't pick up the slack if they lose him.
Just about to say that because we saw Marmoush with Haaland last season and it wasn't enough, bro. It wasn't enough because Haaland...
You lost to Salah last year.
Lost who, sorry?
You lost to Salah.
No, he never.
No, Salah ran away 38 million.
No, but Haaland's situation, fam, you know you don't believe that. Allow it.
I'm just working with it right now. I'm working with it. And this is what's working with me. I've got a number. She said it's double cup tomorrow.
Listen.
We're there.
City, 2-3 massive points against Liverpool on the weekend. Arsenal dropped 2 massive points at Sunderland.
Oh, that equalising goal was serious.
Aye. Good goal.
Serious.
Aye. That's a man that nothing was stopping him.
And big up Gabriel, because Gabriel tried to put his head on it.
That shades of you.
One sec. Gabriel actually tried to put his head on that, you know. Don't sleep on Gabriel. He tried.
100%.
Saliba's better.
Before we go forward, I just want to interject. I want to say big up my boy Daniel. Daniel was in my class in college. He thinks he's... Yeah, big up Daniel. But he said the realness. He said this was the best time for Arsenal to drop points, and I believe him because listen, let me just land. Sunderland, difficult place to go. Liverpool,
how difficult?
Drop points. It's a difficult.
They're a promoted
place.
Team. You just should have smacked them up.
Smack them up, man. We're
you
not hearing
smack
that.
Smack them up.
Smack them up.
You lot didn't smack up Burnley though. Got away with a pen. It's not as simple.
Did we win?
Winning is different. Smack him up. You said smack or win.
I'm with Margs because you see what Margs will score a 155 minute. A winner against you and say, we kick out your teeth. So we kick out your teeth. That's what he will tell you. We kick out your teeth. We kick out your teeth yesterday. That's what he will tell you. So your teeth get kicked out.
I'm with it though. I can't lie. I'm slightly with it, brother.
Yeah.
Once you win, fam, don't
and your teeth get kicked out, man.
You know that problem I had with Arsenal moving forward? the way we play attacking wise. And I said that it's too slow and that's just not to my liking. Did you see the problems with it on the weekend's game against Sunderland?
I did, but massive disclaimer, I think you get to say that because of the last minute goal. I think if that goal doesn't happen, we say that we attacked a bit better, especially second half. We went out there and won that game on the front foot.
Okay, but yeah. Also, your attempt to like shore up the defence just invited pressure. You know what I'm trying to say? Because you look, you looked comfortable. So really, is it game management? Is it Arteta's fault to cost you the 3 points? Because Yuzo was definitely comfortable. You tried to shore it up against the Sunderland team, and you just invited on pressure.
I didn't get that at all.
Do you know what it is? I hear what you're saying, Paul. You understand? First half, especially.
Oh my God.
We look weird. And stunk. I think as a result stunk. Of us looking weird, it's like I said, bro, having a clean sheet is great, but you're just inviting pressure. Out of nowhere, Dan Ballard, top bins. Like you can't plan against
ex-Arsenal.
You understand? Exactly. Ex-Arsenal. You can't plan against
Jimmy Ballard.
Whereas unless if you're on the front foot.
He done a goal line clearance as well, no?
Bro, he had a serious
quality
game.
Good player.
Serious.
You lot formed a lot of the Prem, you know. You lot Chelsea and City.
We said that. Really?
You lot formed a lot of the Prem.
And not United.
You've got two Hail in, man.
Yeah.
Simple.
Is it here?
So we're just saying Arsenal players out there.
Arsenal,
well,
Chelsea, City. Oh,
he didn't disagree. He just said and,
what about us?
And,
yeah, and United.
No,
yeah, cool.
No, not
but anyway,
United.
Okay, cool. Anyway, look. Last week, Mr. Bale was talking about Arsenal's depth. You know what I'm trying to say? I'm saying the international break couldn't have come at a better time for you lot. You get me? Like, because the squad's looking a bit depleted.
Yeah.
11 games in. Wait, talk to me.
Bro, like, we can't win every game. Like, I still don't think we've kicked into gear, bro. That's the truth. Like, my whole point of why I've been satisfied with this season is that even though we're not playing well, we're not conceding goals, we're not losing games. You understand?
Are the injuries a good enough excuse?
No. It's not a good excuse. But at the same time, an excuse for being 4 points clear. Like, we're in a decent position. Bro.
Absolutely.
We're in a good position.
I needed the clean sheet to start.
But Lippy, the problem is, like, from what I was saying 3 weeks ago, like, we are in a great position. Arsenal are actually doing incredible. Like, I'm happy to be here, but I want to stay here. So when I see we have less goals from open play than we do when it comes to corners, that's a worry and a concern. And then, so let me just talk about the game that we watched. That game, I wanted to see patterns of play the way I see City's patterns of play against Liverpool. I want to see distinct, frequent things happen within the game where I go, cool. We scored, from a moment of brilliance from Trossard. And then high press from Declan Rice. This against Sunderland.
As much as I hear it, I just don't.
We're saying it should be just woo.
As much as I hear it, I just think to reduce a 90-minute game to a couple of seconds where we scored both goals is. I hear it. I 100% hear it. We just got to look at the game, bro. Like first half, we turned up against a team for the first time that. Probably bigger than us in certain areas, and we didn't know what to do. This is going to happen at some points this season. And in the best case scenario, you get out of there not losing. So I'm still satisfied with that.
So if that keeps happening, where you lot get to positions in seasons, it's going to be done, can't it, Greg? Cause my back's killing me. Man, I got jet lag.
Turn your mic down low.
trust me, bro.
You've done something this still. Not gonna lie. I've been thinking about that for a minute.
Is it a thing with your manager? I love when he smiles at me, man.
Bunner.
Because your manager seems to do little things at little points in seasons that are jarring. It's been over the last few seasons, so I'm going to ask it again. If you don't win the league, should he go?
Respect it.
Bro, I just think...
Respect it.
I understand where you're coming from, but I think... So I don't waffle. I think the large part of why he shouldn't go is starting from square one from here, bro. It's too far back, bro.
I hear
it's too far back. We're still, as bad as it is and as frustrating as it is, we're still...
I'm not going to lie. I've pushed the agenda that if you don't get over the line, then get rid of him and stuff like that. Call the music Brendan Rodgers and stuff like that. But as well, though, I would hold my hand up and say, I said it to you the other day, that he's done an absolute stellar job over there. Like amazing job, bro.
If he doesn't win something realistic in terms of champs and Prem, I'm not talking about no little cups, unless you lot want that. This will be our very own 007 as a manager.
All right,
7 years.
All right, boys, this is what I'm going to say.
2020... No, it's 2020. He won something. Yeah.
What, with Emery? With Emery's team?
Emery's team.
With Emery's team.
Don't Aubameyang, worry. You just stay there in your Croydon Jamaican self, all right? Just
Aubameyang, Aubameyang's goals. With Emery's team, teams. Yeah? It was six games. Six games. When in lockdown, anyone could have done that.
Arsenal fans, focus. Do not let these Man United fans do what we, Liverpool, Arsenal, Chelsea, West Ham even, what us as fans done to them. Made them run at top talents at their club. We made them run at gaffers at their club. Don't be stupid.
We're not in that position.
Your gaffer has done so dope. If he falls over at the line, so what?
I don't even think Amarim should go. I think you lot would be in a way worse position.
Hey, you gotta let that man go.
If you got rid of my man.
Yeah, way worse without Amarim.
Exactly, so it's not worth it, bro.
Can't sack him.
Ideally, I'm just asking on the basis that are you not looking at maybe Arteta not being the person that could deliver, because he's been at that point.
He's their Brendan Rodgers. He's their Brendan Rodgers.
About it.
Klopp needed Brendan Rodgers to be successful.
He's better than Brendan.
The difference is
what I'm saying is he's going to lead you up to
But this is my thing.
He's going to bring you to the water. We can't make you drink it.
With Brendan Rodgers, yeah, Brendan Rodgers was that Buffalo, and then Klopp was the next Buffalo that could drink the water better, cause. With Arteta, there's not a next Buffalo, bro.
That's my point. That's my point.
He has that grace. I would leave that as a disclaimer. Same as Amarim. Because my thing is, you get rid of him,
we're screwed.
I would have gotten the De Zerbi. You understand? Which makes sense. But if De Zerbi lands with all them hipster tactics, it don't work. You're just finished, bro. Mm. They're doing baseline rave. Fight them, Jack.
I'm saying,
what is that?
I don't know.
That's a tune, though.
Can you hear it?
I know.
That's a tune. Hold on, stop for a second.
Yeah, it's an instrumental.
No, well, someone's trying to save loons.
No, but listen, the Lord is my shepherd. He knows what I need. You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
Bruv, the sound of the underground.
Yeah. But I'm going to say this, Arsenal fans, like I'm saying, I don't want you to win the league, but don't get tricked out of your position. These men are asking you, should you get rid of your gaffer?
I'm going to go. It's crazy.
Transitional midfielder Paul Pogba, Marcus Rashford, loons, and the one with car name.
Loons has recruited some techno people or something.
I don't know what he's done.
To jeopardise the team. I don't know what kind of baseline rave is going on downstairs.
But
like, comment, subscribe, join the Patreon.
On Slot, you owe me.
Fantasy
Slot.
Football, Slot. Dead
Slot.
League code, Slot. UNL6R2. You're done, no. Filthy, you're done, no.
On Slot, Jurgen Slot.